BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has said his country is moving closer to normalising relations with Israel. In an interview with the US television network Fox News, the prince said the Palestinian issue remained important to negotiations. Anna Aslam reports.
The prince's comments echo those made by the U.S. and Israeli leaders on Wednesday, hoping for improved diplomatic relations in the region. Saudi Arabia and Israel are Washington's leading allies in the Middle East, and the Biden administration has been pressing ahead with efforts to broker historic ties. A deal would significantly change the geopolitical landscape. It would further contain Iran's power, counter China's inroads in the Gulf, and be a big foreign policy win for President Biden ahead of the 2024 election. But critics say any such deal would be a reward for Israel's far-right government and Saudi Arabia's authoritarian leadership.
Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has said his country will no longer send weapons to Ukraine. He was speaking at the end of a day of rapidly escalating diplomatic tension between Warsaw and Kiev. Azerbaijan's president says he's restored full sovereignty over Nagorno-Karabakh after ethnic Armenian separatists in the enclave said they'd agreed to peace talks. The Armenian deputy foreign minister, Vahan Kostanyan, told the BBC that the Azerbaijani operation was not expected.
The Republic of Armenia does not have any territorial claim against Azerbaijan. But in the meanwhile, everybody should acknowledge the issue of Nagorno-Karabakh and the right of people living in Nagorno-Karabakh to live in their homeland in a dignified way. And what Azerbaijan is doing with the unprecedented aggression started yesterday, with the blockade of Lachin Corridor and basically siege of Nagorno-Karabakh, this is clear violation of any principle of international law.
The Venezuelan government says it has regained full control of the country's biggest prison compound, which for many years had been largely run by a powerful criminal gang. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
That prison was basically, from what the accounts that people had in Venezuela, is that people just came in and out as they wanted. For example, many of the prisoners lived with their families there, with their wives and children inside the prison. It's a surreal scenario. They had this prison had a swimming pool, nightclub, gambling areas and all sorts of facilities in there. And what happens is the gangs took over control. They charged protection money, basically extorting all prisoners.
World News from the BBC. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his Brazilian counterpart have held their first face-to-face talks to try to ease tensions between the two countries. Mr. Zelensky and his allies have criticised Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva for his reluctance to criticise President Putin over the invasion of Ukraine and for saying that Kiev shared the blame for the conflict. The tech giant Google is being sued for negligence in the US state of North Carolina. The complainants are the family of a man who died after driving his truck off a bridge while following Google Maps directions. The structure had collapsed 9 years earlier. His family allege Google failed to update its maps navigation system. Works of art looted by the Nazis have been handed over in New York to the heirs of the Austrian Jewish collector from whom they were seized. Simon Ponsford reports.
For a quarter of a century, seven works by the Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele have been at the centre of a legal tussle. They were part of a large collection owned by Fritz Grunbaum, a popular Viennese cabaret artist known for his onstage mockery of the Nazis. He died in the Dachau concentration camp in 1941. The Nazis stole his artworks. Some ended up in the hands of American museums. Now the seven drawings and watercolours are being returned to Fritz Grunbaum's heirs.
A new study suggests some monkeys are increasingly using scent markings to communicate because city noise is drowning out their calls. Researchers monitored wild-pied tamarin monkeys in forests in central Brazil. They found the animals turned to scent markings as the noise from road traffic, aircraft and tourists increased. The researchers said this behaviour could have a detrimental impact on the species. BBC News.